And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I am very pleased to be joined by Kim Hatton and Lindsay Day. They are with the On Eden's Wings Foundation, and they've got a big event coming up this weekend. Ladies, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Appreciate you both coming in here this morning, and I appreciate what you do. And I know it came from a very tragic situation. Kim, I'll start with you. Could you tell us, originally it was Team On Eden's Wings, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Could you just kind of take us through that, how it all started?
Okay. Our journey started in 2014 when my daughter was pregnant with her first child, our first grandchild, and at her last doctor appointment, we found out that the baby no longer had a heartbeat. So, very devastating.
Sure.
And in all of that, we decided that we wanted to use Eden's life for a special purpose and do something good for others. So we joined forces with a national team and fundraised for that for 3 years or so.
Right.
And just recently decided that we wanted to go out on our own, organize our own foundation, and enable us to help people here locally, to keep our funds here, to help people who have similar circumstances. And
right, right. It's an amazing story. So you go through this tragic time, and then at that point you decide we're going to do something positive out of this. It's amazing. So you became On Eden's Wings Foundation. Yes. Now, if you would, can you tell me the story about of Harlow, because this is another team, unfortunately, went through the same thing, and you all joined up now, right?
Yes. So Harlow was my daughter.
Oh, okay.
During my pregnancy, it was fine. No problems, anything like that. And we went to an appointment. She had a low heart rate, and I was monitored really closely. And then one Sunday, I had just noticed no movement. So we went to the ER, and she also had no heartbeat. So we lost her at 36 weeks gestation. And we had been on Kim's team for several years fundraising with them, and I started my own after Harlow was born. And then she had asked me and told me about her idea for this foundation, and we were floored and just
right
excited about it. So
and that's, again, it's amazing, you know, you just this terrible time, and you both decide, you know, let's do something positive and remember these poor little dears. What kind of services, what kind of things do you do for families who are going through, you know, similar situations?
Well, our foundation is just in the beginning phases,
right?
But our hope is to help people who have situations just like ours. Also, people who possibly have like an extended NICU stay, difficult pregnancies, things that cause a financial burden on those families, because we know we've been through that.
Sure, sure.
And to possibly have the money or even just the emotional support to help them through that.
That's almost as important sometimes, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Mm. All right, so like you mentioned, financial support, very important. And to do that, obviously, you need to raise money. You have fundraisers coming up. So let's talk about Saturday. You've got the Craft Vendor Fair coming up Saturday?
Yes. It'll be in Vincennes at Washington Christian Center, which is the old Washington School in Vincennes,
right
next to Gregg Park. We have 33 crafters and vendors that are going to be there, as well as probably 6 different food vendors. We'll be there from 9 to 3 Eastern time. We also have a silent auction that goes on from 9 to 2 that day, and all the baskets and items are donated by area businesses, individuals. So that's where we generate our money.
And you do have a Facebook page if folks want to see what they look like. They are on the Facebook page.
Yes, we've been posting pictures every night of all the items that will be available.
Right. Okay, that's coming up this Saturday. Again, that's 9 to 3 Eastern time at the Washington Christian Center. Yes. Somebody who's listening right now, they may be going through what you've both gone through, or they may know somebody, and they want to help out and or just have somebody to talk to. How can they reach you guys?
Well, they can reach us through our Facebook page. We also are developing a website, so that information is on the Facebook page as well. They can always contact me by phone, my name and number is available.
Okay, very good. Again, that's coming up on Saturday. That's going to be at the Washington Christian Center, 9 to 3 Eastern Time, the On Eaton's Wing Foundation Craft Vendor Fair and Silent Auction. Kim Hatton, Lindsay Day joining us this morning. Ladies, thank you so much, not just for joining us, but for what you're doing through this terrible time and making a wonderful positive out of it. Thank you both.
Thank you.